I'm sorry, I just wanted to ask you a controversial subject, although I know you try to stay away from controversy. But the last time you were here, you said that homosexuality is not, and I'm quoting you, God's best. And recently, a pastor of an evangelical church in Georgia named Jim Swilley came out and said that he's gay. He's married, he has children, but he's gay. What's your feeling about that?
Well, first off, Barbara, I should finish that sentence. I should make it clear. I don't think it's God's best for your life. I don't think it's not God's best making us. As far as that pastor is concerned, I don't know that individual situation. I believe the scriptures teach us that a pastor in leadership like that is not going to stay in a Christian church like ours, but I don't know if he's, you know, whether he should come out or not. I believe maybe being open.
But if he's in a Christian church, should he get out of the Christian church if he's gay?
You know, I think that's totally up to him. I don't know. I mean, the main thing, Barbara, is we are four people. Sometimes we get stuck on
a week. It's not a choice, Pastor. It's not a choice, and therefore I don't think that God would look askance at homosexuality in that way, because it's not a choice. They're born this way. People are born this way. They are what they are.
Well, I think that's...
And so the Christian churches should embrace that notion.
Well, you know what, Joe?
You wouldn't reject somebody who had a deformity.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Or something else.
You know, I think the thing, Joyce...
But there are other things that are embraced.
But if you came to our church, Joy, you would see people from all walks of life. We don't have a sign at the door, no gays, no drunkards, no people on drugs. We're for everybody.
Well,
and so we're not against people. We're helping them to
become...
But
when you say that the Bible is against gays, that makes people get bullied and bad things happen to people because of what people say about that.
Well,
it's terrible.
I think the difficulty, Joy, is we're not for bullying. I mean, if you follow our ministry at all, we're for uplifting people. But there's the scripture that we can't necessarily change.
I have a question, because I really believe that God said very clearly, no one else can judge you but me. If you have an issue, if something's going on, you don't need to hear what anybody else says. Come to me and I will forgive you. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
Whoopi. I was just going to say that many people forget that this Christmas, they think it's just about giving gifts. We also talk about the birth of Jesus. When you were growing up in your home, that was really important. What was that Christmas spirit like when you were growing up in your home? Look at you.
You know, when we grew growing up, our home was filled with love. And every Christmas season, we would sleep in the den together, five of us kids, the night before on Christmas Eve, and get up and have Christmas together with our family. And so, you know, I just think it's important that we make good memories, because that's what we're going to take with us, more so than the gifts and the food and all that.